And we're with City Administrator Gwen Crawford. Gwen, during the City Finance meeting and Commission meeting yesterday, there was talk about an update on the soil that you're farming out at now not one location, but a couple of locations. Give us a little update on that process, Gwen.
You bet, Steve. So the City Commission approved the terms of a license agreement that allows soil from the Public Works Service Center project to be placed on nearby private land for additional remediation. The project required more space than originally anticipated, and the property identified provides more than enough room to complete the work. The landowner was willing to assist, and all work will continue to be permitted and regulated through the North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality. To clarify, the license means the property owner has granted permission for the soil to be treated on their land. Any formal agreements are strictly between the contractor and the property owner, and the terms require that all DEQ regulations be followed. So the property owner will also keep any soil deposited on their land, and the city's role in this process has been to help coordinate and support a plan that ensures the project is completed properly and responsibly. So that's kind of the best way to explain what's going on there.
And of course, the city is taking precautions during rainfall events to kind of shore up or dike those areas where they're being farmed out and sifted through?
Correct. That is where they have the berms. We had first went to the original, I believe it was 2 feet, was what was required, and that was in the event of what they call a 25-year rainfall. After what happened a couple weeks ago where we got the unexpected, it's somewhere in the ranges of 50 to 100-year rainfall, they went and beefed them up to 5 feet. It's not required, but it's what we were doing to just make sure everything was good. Again, these permits are the ones that would be between McGough and us as the landowner. Here on the property that the city owns, and then on the future project, it would be for that landowner and McGough as well. So that's who the permits are done through with the DEQ.
So two locations, one in the northwest on city property, and then in the southeast corner where McGough is working. Is that right?
Nope. The second location, that is the location of where the soil is coming from, but the other location of where it's going to be going, that will be south. It would be south of the waterfront meadows. That's the current last subdivision that you would see in city limits. So it's south of there.
All right. Sounds good. There's Gwen Crawford with that update report for us here on KOVC.